Good morning, church. I hope you're all well and able to join us in worship together this Sunday, albeit that we're not able to meet together as one group. May you all know God's Holy Spirit lifting up your spirits in these difficult times and be encouraged by the sermon that Stephen has prepared for us. Sook and I are rejoicing in that we're able to celebrate our 39th anniversary together as a married couple. We celebrated with lamb chops and a glass of wine. But we're not only celebrating our wedding anniversary, we're also celebrating the fact that our daughter-in-law, Emma, received her degree results on Monday and did very well. She'll start work later this week at a hospital only 20 minutes walk from her home. But as we celebrate, we're also very aware that many people around us in the UK and worldwide are mourning the loss of loved ones, and that others are putting their lives at risk, some daily, in order to care for the sick and provide services for those of us who are not. Our street has been very good at coming out these last two Thursday evenings at 8 and clapping all those who've done admirable jobs to keep our country functioning and working in these difficult times. We in the English congregation have many who do medical work, and so they are in more danger than the rest of us because of their jobs. Please uphold all of those who you know who are in such a position. It's been good to hear the testimony of many who have said that the discipline of praying at 8 p.m. every evening has helped them spiritually and drawn them closer to God. I'm aware that some of you have expressed that you do not know how to give an offering while you're away from church. So on the church website, you'll find the church bank details where you can donate your offerings. For those of you who are taxpayers, then do consider gift aiding your offering. If you'd like to do that, then please download the form on the website and send it to the church. That way, the church will benefit by 25 pence for every pound you donate. I'd also like to highlight that we're putting together a Good Friday service for us all to worship together, which will include Holy Communion. So please prepare some bread or crackers and wine or grape juice so that you can participate with us this Friday. I'll now pray and leave some time on this video for you to bring your prayers before the Lord as well. Dear Heavenly Father, you are the ultimate healer. Father, we come before you to pray for those who are infected with this virus. We pray for not only their healing, but for them to be comforted while they heal. Lord, please eradicate every ounce of the virus from their bodies. Please heal every cell in their bodies, every infected part of their being. We pray for no lasting effects in their bodies from this illness. Father, please heal them inside and out and provide them with medical care they need, with the medications they need, and with the healing not only physically but spiritually, so that they may live life and live abundantly ahead. And Heavenly Father, we know that worry and fear are not on your heart. 1 John 4 reminds us that perfect love casts out all fear. And we pray that your perfect love will be upon the hearts of all those who are burdened with the fear of this virus. Lord, we know without a doubt that you are bigger than the threat of anything, especially illness. Please comfort those who are living in fear. Please free them from the bondage that anxiety creates within them. Remind them that you are still on the throne and that you are still in control. May you, the Prince of Peace, bestow peace upon them. Help us all, yes, who are living in unease, to trust you in this time, so that in times to come we may rest assured that you will be faithful to be with us until the end of the age. In Jesus' name, Amen.